Welcome to your daily devotional for February 7th. What spirit are you of? 2 Timothy chapter 1, in verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. This verse tells us of one spirit that Christians ought not to have, and it also tells us of three spirits that Christians ought to have. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. This does not mean that we should have no fear at all. We should fear God in the sense of reverence as we make all of our life decisions. We should also fear the civil authorities if we engage in criminal activities. But though we should use common sense and take reasonable precautions, we should not fear any virus. We should not fear the wrath of men and their cancel culture policies towards Christians with strong biblical convictions. We should not even fear death, for Christ has conquered death. Folks in power and the liberal media have implied that the most likely places to get sick are at the polls and in the churches. Let's be wise and as safe as we can be, but let's not live in fear. Or worse, let's not live in hypocrisy and make way to the much less safe and more congested big box store while neglecting the church house. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. God has given us a spirit of power. Through faith in Christ Jesus, the Christian is an overcomer. God will sustain us through every situation by his almighty hand. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. God has given us a spirit of love. He has given us his Holy Spirit to empower us to love supernaturally, sacrificially, without condition and with purity. God has given us a sound mind. We are not called to anxiety and depression. The Lord desires that we think and reason rationally, that we obtain knowledge and wisdom through the Bible and apply it. We are not to have an unsound mind being tossed about by every new philosophy that comes before us, or by being held captive by our own unsettled thoughts. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. What spirit are you of?